Shalom, everybody. Hope everybody had a wonderful Yontif with family and friends. The Gemara in Maseches Chagiga Daf Gimel Amud Aleph quotes a pasuk from Shir HaShirim. The pasuk is in Shir HaShirim, Perek Zayin, pasuk Bet. The pasuk reads, Ma Yafu Fe'amayich Ban Alim Bat Nadiv, etc. How beautiful are your steps in sandals, O prince's daughter, etc. And the Gemara says in Chagiga, in the name of Rava, what does this pasuk mean? That your steps are beautiful in sandals, O prince's daughter. The Gemara says, Kama na'in raglehen shel Yisrael b'sha'ah she'olin laregel. How beautiful are your footsteps, are your feet, b'nei Yisrael, when you do aliyah laregel. And we have to ask the following question on this Gemara. It sounds very nice. B'nai Yisrael go up to Har HaBayit 3 times a year, Aliyah LaRegel, Pesach, and Shavuos, and Sukkos, and it's beautiful. And the Gemara and the Pasuk emphasize how beautiful that is. Wearing sandals, walking up to Har HaBayit, how beautiful. The problem is that the Mishnah in Berachos, Daf Nun Daled Amud Aleph, says that you're not allowed to go to Har HaBayit with shoes on. You're not allowed to go on the Shalosh Regalim, Aliyah LaRegel. You're not allowed to go with shoes on. So what's going on? The Pasuk says that your footsteps are beautiful, wearing sandals, wearing shoes. Prince's daughter, referring to B'nai Yisrael. But it can't be referring to Aliyah LaRegel, wearing shoes. It's impossible. You're not allowed to wear shoes. I would like to share two beautiful answers, each one of them important lessons for us after this wonderful Chag. The first answer comes from Rav Yaakov Yosef. He was the Magid of Vilna, and he died in 1902. And he offers a beautiful answer in his Sefer. It's called Lebeit Yaakov, and it's on Parshas Lech Lecha in Drosh Yud Tet. Says Rav Yaakov Yosef, the Magid of Vilna, he says that when the B'nai Yisrael walked up to the Beis HaMikdash, they wore shoes. But when they were inside the Beis HaMikdash, they took off their shoes. And he says that the Pasuk and the Gemara are focusing on B'nai Yisrael's journey to the Beis HaMikdash. It is true that when they got to Har HaBayit, they took their shoes off. But this Pasuk and this Gemara are referring to the journey of B'nai Yisrael to the Beis HaMikdash. And what is so beautiful about that? Says Rav Yaakov Yosef, that when B'nai Yisrael left their homes and their way to Yerushalayim, they had every reason to be focused on what they left behind. They left their homes. They left their families. They left their animals. They left their possessions. They left their money. Who's going to protect their wealth if thieves come? It was easy for the Yetzer Hara to push B'nai Yisrael, to nudge them, to bother them all the way to Yerushalayim. You got to be crazy to leave your money unprotected back home. You got to be crazy to leave your family unprotected back home. Why are you doing this? But no, B'nai Yisrael, the Jewish person, kept walking all the way to Yerushalayim. And why? Because we know what Hashem promised us back in Sefer Shmos, in Perek Lamed Dalid, Pasuk Chaf Dalid, V'lo yachmod ish et artzacha, ba'alotcha le'raot et p'nei Hashem, shalosh pamim bashana. Hashem promises B'nai Yisrael. He tells us you gotta do shalosh regalim, you gotta do aliyah l'regel, but Hashem promises us no one will desire your land when you go up to see Hashem's face, so to speak, 3 times a year. And that, says the Magid of Vilna, is what the Pasuk and the Gemara are referring to. How beautiful are your feet, B'nai Yisrael? How beautiful are you, B'nai Yisrael, as you wear shoes, as you go to Yerushalayim, confident in Hashem's protection, keeping the mitzvos, even though the Yetzer Hara nags at you to neglect Hashem mitzvos, you keep going with confidence in emunah. And that is one major lesson that you and I can take with us after every one of the Chagim. Emunah in Hashem, belief in Hashem, confidence in Hashem, that He is with us literally every step of the way. That's one answer. Another answer is given by Rav Shimon Schwab, who died in 1995. He says this in his Perush to Shir HaShirim. It's at the end of his Sefer Ma'ayan Beit HaShoeva, which was published in 1994. Rav Schwab says that the Pasuk and the Gemara are not referring to Bnei Yisrael going to the Beis HaMikdash, but rather walking away from the Beis HaMikdash after the Yamim Tovim. You learned so much. You grew so much. You saw the Beis HaMikdash. You saw the Kohanim. You saw the Levim. You saw the Kelim. You heard the song. You felt the Shechina. Now put your shoes back on and bring all that back to your homes. Wherever you live in Beit Shemesh, you live in Ranana, you live in Rehovot, you live in Be'er Sheva, you live in Tel Aviv. Beautiful. Take everything you've learned, put your shoes back on, all the experiences you received in Yerushalayim during the Shalosh Regalim on Har HaBayit, bring them back to your homes. Infuse your lives, even after the Chagim, with the power and the messages that you received on the Chagim. Have an amazing day, everyone.